This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south Saturday in an expanded phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas after the U.S. wielded its U.N. Security Council veto to shield its ally from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the U.N. Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. In response to the U.S. Security Council's ceasefire veto vote, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday a just world was not possible with the United States. Speaking in Istanbul, Erdogan said the United Nations needs to be reformed, adding the Security Council has protected Israel since the war began October 7th, and Turkey did not expect anything different from it. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve the sale of 45,000 shells for Israel's Merkava tanks, according to two U.S. officials. The potential sale is worth more than $500 million and is under informal review by the Senate Foreign Relations and House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committees and is not part of President Joe Biden's $110.5 billion supplemental package request that lumps funding for Ukraine and Israel together. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday was out promoting a first-in-the-nation high-speed rail project. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled on Friday a $3 billion investment for a high-speed rail project aiming to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
At long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Biden's remarks were made at the Carpenters International Training Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. The president also announced $8.2 billion in funding for 10 new passenger rail projects. The projects, funded by the $1 trillion infrastructure law, include $3 billion for the nation's first high-speed rail line, which will run through California, according to a senior administration official. Biden will next head to California for a three-day star-studded fundraising trip to rake in a record amount of cash for the Democratic U.S. president's 2024 re-election effort. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A small group of demonstrators staged a very rare protest in Dubai Saturday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit known as COP28. About 25 activists were demanding the release of pro-democracy activists imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, holding up pictures of Emirati prisoners Ahmad Mansour, Mohammed al-Sadiq, and Egyptian-British political activist Ala Abdel Fattah. A researcher with the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch, Joey Shea, told the Reuters news service just how significant the protest was.
There is no freedom of expression in the UAE. There is no freedom of association and assembly. This very small, extremely limited protest within a safe UN zone is historic. These names have never been said out loud in the UAE, and their release has never been publicly demanded in this way. And that speaks volumes about the extent of the rights crisis and the Emirati government's zero-tolerance policy towards dissent.
As a condition of hosting the COP28, the UAE had agreed to allow protests to take place there under UN guidelines that require demonstrations to be approved in advance and limited to the summit site. A Florida theme park this week announced a rare leucistic alligator had been born there for the first time in captivity at its facility in November. In a press release, Gatorland said the leucistic alligators are the rarest genetic variation of the American alligator. The theme park said the leucism in alligators causes white coloration, but they often have patches or blotches of normal coloration on their skin. A pair hasn't been born since 1987. The new baby has a normal-colored brother. They are both examined by Gatorland's veterinarian, who gave them both a clean bill of health. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, 24 hours a day, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.